You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters, the Big Friday edition right now.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Huge hour in front of us. Lots of breaking news to get to. Lots of developing stories that we are still working for you even at this hour. We will also take some time to focus on Decision 2018 that's coming up. But we're going to start with an in-depth of all things Russia, investigations, Congress, etc. with Kim Strausser from the Wall Street Journal. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, all right. It wasn't the discovery of your text, Mr. Strzok. It was the existence of your bias that got you kicked off.
Yeah, he didn't like that yesterday. I played that soundbite a couple of times yesterday. He did not like that. But I don't think the American people like what they saw from Mr. Strzok in his testimony yesterday. And I certainly don't think they liked one side of the chamber applauding a witness that they were supposed to be interrogating. It's a very weird news week. Welcome to the supposedly final edition of it, to Kevin McCullough Radio. We're glad to have you. Kim Strausser is a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and she stays very, very busy keeping her nose to the grindstone on all things related to the Washington investigations and the follow-up investigations and the investigation of the investigations and all the rest of it. Kim, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. I know this has been a crazy week for you.
Hi, Kevin. It is great to be here.
When you think about how Mr. Strzok did yesterday, talk to me about what you think the takeaway is for what the American people saw in that exhibit. Not necessarily what the people in the room saw, but what did we see as people viewing that?
Well, I think what we saw was an FBI official who was unrepentant, who refused to answer any questions, who showed no humility in front of congressional overseers, in fact, actually lectured Congress at certain times on when they should be allowed to ask questions, at what point in investigations, took a lot of umbrage, fought with them. And, I mean, I recognize it would have been tough for him to sit there, but in light of what we know about his text messages, his bias, and the way he handled himself there, he deserved to have a bit of criticism thrown at it. He did not accept it with any grace or humility.
In doing so, and I thought that I thought that Trey Gowdy showed immense patience in his opening set of questions, and was interrupted constantly. And there was really this kind of new, I guess, game strategy that the Democrats put forward, and that is they were going to interrupt on procedural nonsense as often as they possibly could, especially if they felt like it was going bad for the witness.
Yeah, you know, it was remarkable, Kevin. Peter Strzok was the official focus of yesterday, but there were two far bigger players actually operating in that room, protecting him. One was the FBI. There was an FBI lawyer sitting behind him the entire time, and that was the reason that Peter Strzok didn't answer hardly one single question on his actions on the Russia investigation, because, as he continued to say, at the request or the demand of FBI counsel, I will not answer those questions. So this is the FBI continuing to obstruct Congress. And I thought that was notable. The other was the Democrats you mentioned, who have this almost new strategy of shutting down oversight, which was to interrupt and call points of order and argue over those points of order and demand votes and then demand recorded votes and eat up time and protect the witness.
And then complain about time when they didn't get time later.
Yeah. Exactly. Were incredibly hostile and rude to their Republican colleagues, showed no decorum whatsoever. I mean, just out of order and yelling, shouting, interrupting. But you got to remember why that is. And I think sometimes that gets lost in this. Remember, the Democratic Party is front and center, probably, in how this entire probe got started. We know that there was shenanigans from the dossier, the Clinton campaign, but they have secrets that they would rather not come out from what the FBI did in 2016 and their own role in it.
Yeah, and I think that we're going to find out more of that, hopefully, as this proceeds. But let me ask you about this, Kim, because technically the FBI is a part of the Department of Justice, which is headed by, supposedly, an administration that's in power at the time. The FBI went after Strzok to say, you know, you're not going to answer any question based on this. Now, they did come back and they let him answer a couple of questions a little bit later in the day. But the bottom line was the FBI is playing a power game here, and they're still a part of President Donald Trump's executive duties. He has command of them ultimately, and there is zero loyalty to the people that they account to. Am I misreading this?
No, none whatsoever. Not just accountability, but duty. By the way, in a duty not just to this administration, but to the wider public and the Constitution, which does, of course, establish Congress as congressional overseers of the FBI. As Bob Goodlatte, the head of the Judiciary Committee, pointed out yesterday, he goes, "We created the FBI.
Right.
You exist because of us and our constitutional power to do so. And you are now turning to us and saying, that we will decide when we answer your questions and when we don't, because it doesn't work that way." And you're right. They did allow Strzok to answer a few questions in the end, and that was only because Goodlatte said he would be holding. He would
contempt.
Be calling Peter
right.
Strzok and holding him in contempt if he didn't. And that gave something away, by the way, Kevin. The fact that they did allow him to answer some of these questions in the end showed that there was never any reason for him to have been so closed-mouthed the entire time. They are simply being difficult. And, you know, this is part of a larger game that's going on. Congressman Devin Nunes, who heads the Intelligence Committee, still doesn't have key documents that he's asked for. Goodlatte still doesn't have them. Trey Gowdy still doesn't have them. Chuck Grassley is still waiting for documents. They are stonewalling.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kim Strassel, who has reported as in-depth on all things related to the Russia investigation as anybody in the country, and she's one of only a handful of people you need to be reading on the issue to really stay informed. Let me ask you about some things now in the aftermath of that. You have Rosenstein come out today and make a big show about indicting some Russians on hacking Hillary's email, and he made a point to say that Americans were in receipt of some of these emails, you know, and some of these actions and contacts, but they didn't know. Did they save this announcement expressly to follow the disaster that Strzok was yesterday, in your opinion?
I don't know. I've seen that. And look, I like to be as fair about these things as I can. I would wager that it had more to do with the timing of when Mueller was ready to go with this.
Okay.
What I think is notable about this, though, is you step back and the press continues to just be obsessed with the question of what Mueller is doing vis-a-vis the Trump campaign and its investigation there. If you look at the vast number now of indictments, nearly all of them have been aimed at Russians,
right.
Who will never be brought to justice, by the way, because we don't have capture of them in our justice system.
Well, if I had a dime, if I had a dime for every congressperson yesterday that said, you know, there's several dozen indictments that have been handed down, and I'm going, yeah,
I know.
There's only like three of them that are actually Americans.
Right. And none of those in any way indictments are related to anything to do with Russian collusion.
Thank you.
You know, all of it, the kind of classic prosecutorial trick of going back to get someone on supposedly lying to the FBI. And even in those cases, like in the case of Michael Flynn, I think there's some pretty good evidence that perhaps he didn't lie and that he was browbeaten into signing that plea agreement in order to help his son and get out of legal trouble,
right.
Like end this assault on him. So, I mean, there has not been much by way of all of these grand press conspiracies. In fact, nothing. You got to wonder why we're continuing to go through this spectacle.
Well, because they have the power to, and Jeff Sessions hasn't chosen to cut it off yet. And that's something that's a little puzzling to me as well, Kim. I know one thing after watching yesterday I want Trey Gowdy not to return to private sector. I want him to become the next Attorney General of these United States because he likes to go get bad guys. And I want an Attorney General that will go get the bad guys. But
wouldn't that be fun?
That's another conversation for another day. Hey, Kim, congratulations on seriously epic worthy reporting on every aspect of this. And we just appreciate your time here and that you're always willing to come on with us.
Kind, thank you, and I'm always thrilled to come on.
Cool. All right, so make sure you read her very latest, Wall Street Journal. She's got her finger on the pulse, man, and you just can't. Doesn't get more real than what Kim Strassel is reporting. We've got a big show straight ahead, including stuff for your weekend and a look at Decision 18. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
All the turmoil in the news these days is enough to shake you up. However, you can remain unshaken, even in these uncertain times. This is Jeannie Nigro with Unshaken. The key to being unshaken is intimacy with God. It's the only thing that can't change. You experience intimacy with God when your heart is aligned with His, meaning when you're passionate about what He's passionate about. And He's definitely passionate about this country. Our country was founded on complete dependence upon God, trust and faith in God, and being governed by His Word with biblical truth and principles. In fact, I personally believe that God's creation and gift of this country to us was His way of giving us a taste of the millennium to come. The millennium is that thousand-year period after Jesus returns when all nations will be ruled in righteousness, when we'll be ruling and reigning with Him, implementing this righteousness, and when His Word will go forth as the waters cover the sea. That is, His Word will be the governing document of all nations. God is waking you up at this time to fight for righteousness, to see the unseen and pray for eyes to be open to the deception that is behind the current political and moral battles. And to pray that His plans and purposes are released in all government affairs. He's calling you to use your votes and your voices for Him. Being engaged in government at all levels is biblical. When you do, you're experiencing a taste of the future millennium when you'll be implementing righteousness with Him in all nations. You're aligning your heart with what God's passionate about, and as a result, you'll grow deeper in intimacy with Him, and then you'll be able to stand strong no matter what. For more on how to remain unshaken in a world that's all shook up, go to jeannienigro.com. That's JeanneNigro.com. JeannieNigro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kari Skorsky. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 or more pounds in the next 40 days? Look great, feel great, balance your body from the inside out, and get super healthy. Listen to my show, A New You in 40 Days, on Monday nights at 7 on AM 570 WMCA. Hear from my patients who have struggled with their weight and related health issues and how they've overcome them. Join me for A New You in 40 Days on Monday nights at 7 on AM 570 WMCA or go on the web at anewyouin40days.com.
Picture this, standing at the Sea of Galilee, being baptized in the Jordan, visiting Jerusalem, where every stone pathway leads you toward the life of Christ. The story of God's purpose on earth. Join Dr. Tony Evans and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018 from November 7th to 16th. Music from Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews. Your time in Israel will be rich with spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at LordsDiamonds.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yet to come on today's big broadcast, Governor Mike Huckabee will join us in just a little bit to talk about the week and the news from his perspective. Those fireworks on Capitol Hill yesterday still causing a lot of my friends to have lots of discussion. It's really, really, really compelling stuff. Some great TV. What do we do before news channels? Who knows? Anyway, my next guest is a regular op-ed contributor to the Washington Times, and you may be familiar with his book that came out from Regnery last year, Not a Daycare. But he's also been a past guest here at the Kevin McCullough microphone, and we're grateful to welcome back Dr. Everett Piper, who is the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University and, again, author of that book, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. Dr. Piper, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, thanks for having me on. It's always my pleasure.
I couldn't help but be taken by a headline of a recent op-ed that you wrote that said, suddenly the left loves Leviticus. Now, I'm writing a lot about the left these days. My last several pieces for Town Hall have all focused on different things that they're doing that I think is actually hurting their own cause, but that's a different discussion. But given that you're the head of a Christian university and you made the reference to the Old Testament, I wanted you to have a chance to expound on what you meant.
Well, it's ironic. In fact, it might be that if you Google it, you might find an actual picture of the left, then Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the like, with regard to the duplicity that is going on right now with regard to the love for Leviticus. Leviticus is the Old Testament book that contains a lot of the Jewish law. In fact, we call it Levitical law. And what is one of the verses that the left is citing repeatedly right now with regard to the immigration debate and whether or not we should have a wall at our borders and how we should vet those people that come across those borders illegally? What is one of the verses they cite repeatedly? It comes out of Leviticus 19, where we're told that we should take care of the stranger, the foreigner, and the sojourner within our midst. So they say, well, we're obligated as Christians, aren't we, to take care of these people that are coming across our borders. We have no right to separate them from their children. We have no right to vet them legally. The Bible tells us, Leviticus tells us, that we are obligated to take care of the sojourner and the foreigner in our midst. So all of a sudden, they're in love with Leviticus. Well, the irony is, they're misapplying the verse, and they don't ever even understand what the word, the Hebrew word for sojourner and foreigner means. In Leviticus, the Hebrew word for foreigner and sojourner is ger, G-E-R, and that means legal. It means a convert. It means somebody who wants to come into your country and embrace the laws and rules and regulations therein and become a citizen. So they're misquoting the Bible. It makes no logical sense, and it makes no exegetical sense for them to use the scriptures in the way they're doing. It's very, very hypocritical.
What would the word be required to be if it was talking about someone who was a genuine alien or stranger that did not have standing?
There are two other words. One of them is zarkar, and the other one is zar. So these two Hebrew words actually don't refer to legal status. It refers to somebody who is a foreigner in your midst without citizenship and without the rights therein. That is not what is being, or excuse me, that is not what's being used in Leviticus 19 when we're told to welcome the sojourner and the foreigner. We're told to welcome them because they've agreed that they want to become part and parcel of the country, and they want to embrace what it means to be a citizen, and therefore adopt them,
sure.
Embrace them as adopted children.
Well, and to be very candid, the fact that the left even knows how to open a Bible and find a verse anywhere is somewhat amazing, given the fact that there is a genuine hostility on the left to anything that would be considered genuine faith, particularly Christian faith. Is that your understanding of it? It's certainly mine.
Spot on. In fact, what book does the left often excoriate as being hate-filled and inappropriate for us to embrace in contemporary culture? Leviticus.
Right.
That's the book that they're constantly excoriating as being phobic and inappropriate. They cherry-pick verses out of context, such as dietary law, and they conflate that with moral law, and they suggest that you guys think you can eat shrimp and lobster, but you still hold to the sexual mores of the Old Testament, not even admitting that there's a huge difference between a dietary law and a civil law and an eternal, immutable moral law. We would even agree with that today. Do we think that a speed limit, a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, for example, has the enduring, immutable standing as the same type of law against murder? Well, of course we don't. We know murder, a law against murder, doesn't change, but the speed limit may change, but that does not diminish our respect for law.
Yeah, no, it's well said. We're speaking with Dr. Everett Piper. His piece was in the Washington Times in late June, and it's titled "Suddenly the Left Loves Leviticus," and you can't get away from it. And Dr. Piper, your thoughts on the fact that there's probably going to be a consistent constitutional fifth vote now on the Supreme Court. In fact, I was just speaking with a pastor friend last night about this. It really is going to change the context of what the court does, and some of these kind of specious arguments are no longer even going to be necessary because the laws are just going to be changed. Like, there's going to be less activism and more honest application of the Constitution, and that should benefit people in this country in a way that these types of manipulations won't be able to be maximized.
From your lips to God's ears, I pray that's so. And there's a huge difference between Kennedy and Kavanaugh. And the difference is this. In 1992, Kennedy wrote in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, one of his opinions that he wrote with regard to that particular case was that liberty presupposes the right of every human being to define his own concept of what it means of meaning and of existence. To define your own concept of meaning and existence, Kennedy, 1992. And today we have Kavanaugh, who's on record as saying that the obligation of a judge is to interpret the Constitution the way it's written, not the way you wish it was written. There's a huge difference between somebody saying construct it as you go because you've got the right to construct your own definition of meaning and existence versus somebody who believes in the constitutional language and the originality of it.
Yeah, no doubt. Dr. Everett Piper, appreciate the insights, and please come on back to Kevin McCullough Radio. I'm sorry, we missed you recently when you were here in town, but the next time you're in, we're going to get you in studio and have a nice long conversation. The op-ed, Suddenly the Left Loves Leviticus, the book, Not a Daycare. And friends, if you know any snowflakes, this is the perfect book to read on how to deal with them. The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth, published by our very own company, Regnery, last year. Dr. Piper, thanks for being here.
All right, blessings, thanks.
Kevin McCullough Radio, a big show yet to come, including Governor Mike Huckabee. Don't go away.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if one of NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend their open house at their New York City campus on Wednesday, July 18th at 5:30 p.m. Go to NIAC.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's NIAC.edu/RSVP or 877-626-2236.
Want to earn up to 33% more in retirement income for life? How would you like to decrease your tax exposure in retirement? It's all in my new book, and it's yours free. I'm Josh Melberg, founder and CEO of J.D. Melberg Financial. My company has brought in over $2 billion in annuities, and to help you maximize your retirement income no matter what happens in the stock market, I'm going to give you my new book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies, for free. In plain, simple terms, I explain little-known truths about annuity strategies and unlock the five secrets you should know before buying an annuity. Call today, and I'll include a second book, The Number One Mistake Retirees Make When Investing in the Stock Market, and my free DVD. Call 800-528-1133. That's 800-528-1133. 800-528-1133. There's no obligation, no credit card required.
Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full-term. Annuities may require an additional purchase for the lifetime income benefit. Guarantees rely on the claims paying ability of the insurer, not intended to provide tax advice. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may not have realized that a very intense volcano eruption occurred in Guatemala just a few days ago. Our partners at Cross International are on the ground giving aid to orphaned children, and families have been devastated by this volcano, some losing family members to death, many losing everything they owned, which in candidness wasn't all that much to begin with. Cross International, though, is on the ground, bringing them the gospel and bringing them food and water. $39 gift, one time, will give one child all the food and water that they need for the coming year. That's right, $39 will feed one child for the coming year. For an additional $20, after you've given the $39 for that child, you could feed the rest of their family of six for up to 1 week during this emergency crisis because of the volcano. How many children and families would you like to help? 866-822-4848 is the number. That's 866-822-4848 or online at am570themission.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
And you met Dr. Elaine Calheiros. He's New York's secret weapon, Dr. Elaine Calheiros.
All right, what is Andrew Cuomo getting all excited about, this guy, Elaine Calheiros, I think is how you say his name? Well, I'm not sure, because if you read the New York Daily News, which I refuse to do, except when Alex force feeds it to me, you found out yesterday, late yesterday, that there was a significant verdict in what's been called the Buffalo Billions trial. It stemmed from the initiative that took place in upstate New York. And no one knows New York state politics better than Frank Morano of Salem Media of New York, right here in New York City. And Frank, welcome back to the show. Good to have you.
Great to be here, Kevin. Thanks for asking me.
So the context of what we're talking about here, this Elaine Calleros guy is found guilty of what?
Bid rigging. The nutshell is bid rigging and corruption. So this is part of the problem, and it's not just a political story. It's also a legal one and a policy one. This is part of the problem when you engage in what Andrew Cuomo loves to do, what Democrats call corporate welfare, what Republicans call crony capitalism, and give enormous amounts of public money to private institutions. Turns out, who do they give it to? Their pals. Who are their pals? In the case of the Buffalo Billion, which was supposed to revitalize upstate in western New York, and that's where you heard Andrew Cuomo describe Dr. Elaine Calleros as a genius and New York's secret weapon,
right.
It turns out they chose to give it to donors to Governor Cuomo. So they had $1 billion to invest of public money that was going to revitalize Western New York and Buffalo and Syracuse specifically. And Elaine Calleros and his buddy lobbyist Todd Howe, who was also as close to Cuomo as anyone, they chose to tailor the request for proposals, the RFPs, to people that were a certain type of company. It turned out the certain type of company that they rigged these bids for were all heavy, heavy donors to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I'm pretty sure that's called a quid pro quo.
Well, so the prosecutors were very careful to not say that this was a quid pro quo in the indictment. Certainly looks bad.
The same way Mr. Strzok had no bias.
Well, I don't know about that. But so you have to ask yourself, Kevin, stepping aside from the legal aspect of it, which is fascinating in and of itself, just in terms of a management perspective, we've now seen Governor Cuomo's chief aide, the person he was closest to in government, the person he described as his brother. We've seen Joe Prococo, his chief executive secretary, guilty of corruption. We've seen Elaine Calleros, his handpicked head of the Buffalo Billion, guilty of corruption. His number one partner in government, Shelley Silver, independently elected, but still a partner in government of the governors, guilty of corruption. Now we could see on Monday Dean Skelos, his other partner in government, guilty of corruption. At what point can Governor Cuomo credibly make the claim to the public that everyone around me is a crook, but not me? Either he's crooked or he's incredibly incompetent that he somehow manages to choose the most incompetent people in the world to either work for him, work for, or work with him.
And what's amazing is if he tries to make that argument with a straight face, my question is, how do you get that enmeshed into the center of the spider web, right? So all these people are kind of out from him going in different directions, but he's like the connecting point that has all of them. And how do you get, like, okay, maybe you get tied up at the edge of the spider web, but you're in the middle. Like,
yeah, we could all make one bad hire, right?
That's
we
right.
can't make a selection of everybody that we work with and choose to make our closest partners. Everybody's crooked. You know, I don't always agree with Cynthia Nixon. In fact, most of the time I don't. But what she said yesterday, she's 100% right. Andrew Cuomo is either corrupt or he is spectacularly incompetent.
Yeah.
One of those two things has to be the case. And we know this governor, by his own admission, is a micromanager. He's not somebody that sits and delegates the details of everything to some aide. He handles every aspect of governing himself.
In response to the guilty verdicts in the Buffalo Billions, the governor issued a statement, and he said, there can be no tolerance for those who seek to defraud the system to advance their own personal interest. Anyone who has committed such an egregious act should be punished to the full extent of the law. Well, wouldn't that include the source of all that funding that got allocated publicly and who made the decision to send
what
where?
You would think so. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. And now we haven't even talked about, Kevin, the fact that this promised rescue of Western New York hasn't materialized. Remember, the governor said that this this solar plant in Buffalo, which was one of the rigged contracts,
right,
was going to produce at least 3,000 jobs. It hasn't even produced a fifth of that. So not only is it a corrupt system, it's an ineffectual one.
Well, this gives Cynthia Nixon something to really hammer him with going into the primary,
well,
does it not?
Marcus Molinaro and Cynthia Nixon were making hay of this yesterday. They were outside the courthouse, just around the corner from where we are now, and pointing out how spectacularly the governor's
failed. Did they appear together?
They did not.
No, they
appeared
have.
Separately.
That would have been interesting.
But you remember when the governor announced his candidacy for governor in 2010, right around the corner from where we are now,
right,
the Tweed Courthouse.
Right.
He said his number one issue was going to be rescuing New York from the corruption that has enmeshed state government. Now, if you think the governor did nothing wrong in choosing Joe Prococo show or choosing Elaine Calieros or working with Shelley Silver and Dean Skelos, the one thing that nobody can say is that he's succeeded in what was his number one campaign promise. Government in New York's more corrupt than ever.
It's interesting. That's the voice of Frank Morano, to see how this is going to play out. And there's a lot of people that think it won't even make a dent, like that Cuomo is so bulletproof that he can't be touched. I think in reality, he may have a pretty tough fight on his hands, because Cynthia Nixon not only gets to go to his primary and make trouble for him there, she's on the ballot most likely for the general election come the fall.
It's going to be interesting to watch. The only thing that Governor Cuomo has to worry about is that voters may pay attention.
Thank you, Frank Morano. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're not getting a wonderful night's sleep, there's a good chance it could be because of your pillow. And I've got great news, because my friend Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of the most incredible sleep technology ever invented, the MyPillow, has brought back his most popular offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is unlike anything else you've ever done. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. You can adjust it. And the patented fill gives you the exact support you need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer and awake more refreshed. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. You can even put it in the washer-dryer to wash it yourself. Now, you can get a buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free by calling 800-506-2641 or use the promo code WMCA. You can also go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code WMCA. 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. I'm on day 10 of a journey I've been telling you about, and I'm getting more excited as the days go by. Why? Because on day 10, I've lost 14.8 pounds of my goal to date. I've got like 20-something pounds, 26 pounds and something left to go. Here to discuss my results for this week is none other than Dr. Melinda Keller, the doctor that's helping me lose this weight. And Dr. Keller, that's pretty cool, 14.8 pounds in only 10 days.
It is pretty cool, Kevin. You know, again, it's a percentage of body weight versus an amount of pounds. And I couldn't be more pleased with your progress and your commitment to, you know, become healthy and stay healthy. You know, there's just so many benefits, mostly a long, healthy life for you, for your family.
That's really what it's all about. I was actually having dinner with some friends last night, and I had my little mixed greens, and I had a little grilled chicken, and they said, Kev, it looks really, really healthy. I said, not only that, it's really, really good. And I actually had the chance to tell everybody that was sitting there at the table about the program. Friends, it's doctor supervised. You're not hungry. There's no shots. There's no artificial surgery or anything else that modifies your body in an unnatural way. This is all fully developed towards you, your specific metabolism. And Dr. Melinda Keller and the Brooklyn Wellness Center is standing by ready to help you right now. In fact, she is ready to give you the same encouraging little text that she gives me every morning, because I send her my weight, and then she always replies with something that helps pick me up. So here's the phone number if you'd like to get started. 718-234-6212. If I can do 14.8 pounds in 10 days, imagine what you could do. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. 718-234-6212.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Look around how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around how lucky
that's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
There's no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result.
All right, so can we close up shop then and be done? That's my question. When Rod Rosenstein starts talking, first of all, I just want to put a fork through my temple to begin with, because the guy is dull as concrete drying. But then when he gets to that part of it, it's like, okay, then what are we doing here? Kevin McCullough welcoming you back to the big Friday ending of show. And of course, we love to turn to Governor Mike Huckabee and get his perspective on some of this. And Governor, you wrote a rip-roaring newsletter and blog post at your website on follow-up questions for Mr. Strzok that I want to get to in a second. But I want to get your response to yet one more set of indictments. And if we watch the Democrats yesterday, by the way, they're going to count all these new indictments when they have their next hearing and say, oh, now there's 50,000 indictments in the Russia probe. They don't ever mention the fact that only three of those are actually Americans and the rest of them are all Russians, which we'll never see the light of day. But your reaction to that carnival circus that went on yesterday in our nation's capital?
Well, the thing that struck me most was that, and I use that term kind of purposefully, but the arrogance and smugness of Peter Strzok was just stunning. Here is a guy who did himself no favors whatsoever by his attitude. If he had come in with just a tenth of humility and saying, you know, I said some things in those texts that I deeply regret. I said things that were intemperate. I said things that were hurtful. I said things that were biased. I said things that were mean-spirited. I said things that were beneath the dignity of an FBI agent off duty, much less on duty. If he just said any of those things, he might have helped himself. Instead, he went in there as if he was king of the world. I've never seen such arrogance on the part of a person whose salary I pay for.
Right.
And I was outraged by his behavior.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were. Governor, let me ask you this. Mr. Goodlatte made a really interesting point in his second round of questioning, and he said, you know, there's a reason why a judge will instruct a jury to leave the courthouse without discussing the case with anybody, not to say anything about it. You don't talk to your spouse. You don't talk to anyone. You keep everything about that case closed. And I got to thinking, you know, Mr. Comey liked to blab, and Mr. McCabe had a little bit of a problem keeping his mouth shut. It looks like there was a whole culture that Strzok was just kind of a byproduct of people that just, you know, randomly chatted about the stuff they were doing to people that they thought they had appropriate ear from. But there's for him to act like, you know, we can't ask him to not discuss things on a personal level that involved national security matters, I just found to be such a hollow argument given what juries have to do every single day.
Well, and let's add to that his phone was provided by the government. Therefore, all of the content on that phone is government-owned. Kevin, a lot of people don't understand how the government functions, but if the government gives you a telephone or a computer, everything on that computer or telephone is government work product. It may not actually be government work product. It is not your personal material. It belongs to the government. It is subject to scrutiny, to FOI, maybe with certain limitations if it involves national security. But as somebody who worked in government for long enough to know, you don't just go around using your publicly funded equipment for spewing your own political bias.
Right.
And when you do, there's accountability for that. I've seen no accountability to Peter Strzok for what he did. You got a kid who took a few snaps of a nuclear sub who went to prison, for heaven's sake, because he wanted a souvenir. I want to know, when is Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, James Comey, when are they going down for what they did and they knew better? They weren't 19-year-old kids.
It's really amazing, Governor, because there was a time and place in which I believe that adultery was not even allowed to occur in certain ranks of the military and of the FBI. And if that rule has changed, I have not heard about it. But the idea being, of course, that people that engage in behavior that lacks integrity often are more vulnerable on a national security scale for blackmail and other things, and it makes the quality of their work more questionable overall, because obviously there's a dishonesty disconnect that's involved in some of that. For him to sit there and say, "I have no bias and I never had bias," like, are you kidding me? You had bias the day you took your girlfriend to the hotel instead of your wife. I mean, and you ask me, as you said, as a taxpayer who's paying his paycheck, to believe that.
Well, I will give him credit for one thing. His testimony was way funnier than any of the late night comedians that are on anymore.
Unintentionally,
because
yes.
Unintentionally, but you couldn't help but just slap your knees and guffaw at a guy who sat there with a straight face, actually not a straight face. His face was clearly twisted into a smug smirk
right
the entire time. But he sat there and he honestly wanted thinking, rational people to believe that the 50,000 plus text messages that he and his lover shared between each other, spewing out their bile toward not only Donald Trump, but those supporters of Trump that
the
he
voters,
could smell,
that's right,
like a Southern Virginia. And somehow, no, he wasn't biased. He was just observing and taking note of what he smelled in a Walmart. I found that just, again, not only offensive, but it was insulting, condescending, and beneath the dignity of anyone who works for the people
right
who pay his salary. And, Kevin, let me just add this. The FBI's reputation has been severely damaged by the events of the past 2 years. He only made it worse yesterday, and
no
that's
doubt
unfortunate for most of the men and women of the FBI.
That's right. That's right.
Highly trained and capable professionals.
Those 98% that are out there are doing an incredible job keeping us safe and investigating crime. Hey, real quickly, Governor, just a few seconds, but what you got on the big show this weekend?
Well, one of our guests is going to be Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. You know, they were the ones that really
yes,
got this
excellent
whole thing started with their FOI request. And I'll be cooking some meat in a smoker in a cook-off. So if you want some great...
Yeah, I was about to say, what time and where? What's the address? Where I show up?
8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, Saturday. And
no, I want the street address. I'm ordering the Huckabee helicopter. I'm coming over, Doug, Governor. You save a spot
Dumb
for
to
me.
Nashville.
All right.
Come to Nashville.
Kevin McCullough. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday morning at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility or a tired spend-down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating specifically baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and the retirement spend-down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend-down into retirement income, David's now offering free no-obligation income strategy kit to the first 1,000 people to respond to this message. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. For your free no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. Investment advisor strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reynolds. If your church, ministry, or Christian organization is having a free event, submit it to our church calendar. Email the information to contact@nycradio.com, fax to 212-284-9700, or visit our website, am570themission.com. Click on Events, then Community Events. Please send your information at least 3 weeks in advance. And thanks for listening to AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, every Monday through Friday, same time, same place right here, and grateful for you being here, and grateful for all the great analysis that we get on a daily basis. Just for the couple of hours I was on the air today, you know, Kim Strassel and Kaylee McEnany and Everett Piper and Mike Huckabee and Frank Morano and David Burke all lending their expertise in different ways. I'm humbled by the fact that these really smart people are willing to give me their time and to help us understand the world around us a little bit better. That's what it's all about. And I am grateful that you come and you commit yourself. When I go out and I do events, I get people come up to me all the time and go, Kev, your show makes me think more than anything else I listen to on the radio. That's exactly what I'm aiming for. The fact that it continues to be increasingly more and more listened to than everything else in its day part, that I'd take that in a heartbeat as well. So thank you. I just had this interesting experience earlier today in the office. I often invoke my friend Darren's name. He's my resident liberal. He loves Paul Krugman. He thinks that Paul Krugman is an economic genius and so forth. So I go to his cubicle and say, hey, Darren, pop quiz for you. Does the government get more money coming to it when a president raises taxes on people or when it lowers taxes on people? And he pulled away from his chair and put his finger over his lip and said, I have to think about this for a second. He goes, knowing that you're asking me this, this is probably a trick question, right? I said, I don't know. I just want to know your thoughts on it. And he thought about it and he thought about it. He said, well, you know, it depends. I said, actually, it doesn't. Historically speaking, in the modern era, it doesn't. Because when you've had a president who's raised taxes, Washington has taken in less money. Did so under Jimmy Carter, did so under Bill Clinton, did so under Barack Obama. When you have a government that lowers taxes, like it did under Ronald Reagan and John F. Kennedy and George W. Bush, and now Donald Trump, based on his first year, the government gets more money. Like for today, they reported that in the first fiscal year, we brought in $71 billion more over the same time period than we did a year ago. $1,305,490,000,000. And that's from the lowered taxes going into effect in 2017. So if you want the government to have more money to help the people that it needs to help with the safety nets that you so earnestly fight for, always fight for lower taxes, because lower taxes not only gives the taxpayer more money, it gives the government more money as well. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.